Everybody, and welcome to the very first edition of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. My name is Dennis Rahm, and I'm sitting side by side with a very familiar voice and personage here in the Lake Chelan Valley, and Steve Bykwist. How's it going?
Good afternoon, morning, evening,
whatever it might be. Ask. Yeah, that's kind of the great thing about online
radio.
We're
making waves.
Mm-hmm. Making waves. We're about to anyway. Steve, yeah, this is pretty exciting for you and I, a couple of old dog radio guys. We were comparing years that we got into the business. Now, you have a little bit of a head start on me, but combined, we're over a century of broadcasting experience.
Scary.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
When did you start?
I actually began in 1972. My very first job was part-time as I was going to broadcast school at a radio station in Sumner, Washington called KDFL. And I had this beautiful view out to a window into a pasture where the cows would come up to the window and watch me spin old LP records of big band music. What a start.
I started by practicing with Jerry Lee Lewis' Great Balls of Fire when I was 10, something like that. That was one of the first records I bought, and I practiced on my phonograph at home, thinking I was going to go into radio one day. I walked into a radio station then in Wenatchee and said I'd be interested in doing something. This would have been early 60s, and they said, well, you need a license, and give me a bunch of AP news story stuff to go practice with. And I studied for my license with friend Dave Glatley in the Wenatchee Youth Circus lot. As we moved from town to town, we studied to take the license, went to Seattle, took the license exam, happened to pass it, and went to work then on Sunday mornings only for KUEN Radio in Wenatchee, followed by KMEL, followed by KGRB in Spokane, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, some people would say that the radio broadcast industry is a bit of a circus, and for you it literally was, because you're doing circus and making your first steps into broadcast at the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the Three Rings for you.
That's funny stuff. Now, a lot of people know you, Steve. Obviously, you've been a long-time resident here in the Lake Chelan Valley and involved in a number of clubs and organizations, and you go back many, many years, but despite that fact, you are not really, truly a native of Chelan because you grew up in Wenatchee.
Grew up in Wenatchee for the most part, moved to Wenatchee from Spokane, yeah, early on, and graduated Wenatchee High School and started radio in Wenatchee, followed by Spokane, and then a little bit in Seattle. Went to broadcast school in California, that is radio licensing technical school, and while I was at that school, got a call from Jerry Eisenhart. And we had a blood brother compact back when we were working together in Wenatchee that said the first guy that bought a radio station, the other guy'd show up and help. He said he bought Chelan, and I said I'd be right there. Packed my stuff from California. I'm here.
And you haven't left.
Nope. And I don't intend to.
Good thing about continuity, you know, it's always nice to see. My path was a little more up and down and around. I told you about Sumner, my very first part-time job.
With the cows,
yeah. What a view that was. But my first full-time gig was actually a beautiful view because I was waterside in Port Angeles at KOMP Radio and did mornings there as my first job out of the box. I think the only reason they hired me, Steve, was because where I went to broadcast school, they literally at that time forced us to get our second and or first class license because, as you know, former engineer, and I certainly was not. I memorized things very well. That's why I have a first class. But you could not operate, for example, overnights at many stations that had a multi-antenna array if you didn't have a first class license holder on hand. And that's usually where they wanted to put the new guys, break them in on the odd hours. And so anyway, that's why I ended up with that license and first job in Port Angeles and went to KELA in Centralia. Spent about 5 years there. Loved it. Great people there, the Chidle family. Went on to New Mexico for 5 years and then moved back to the Northwest and was involved in a number as I gravitated from on-air then into sales and ended up working in the Seattle-Tacoma market for a number of years. Then partial ownership of a little station in Ellensburg, KXLE, took me east of the mountains my wife and I, and then that took us to the Yakima Sun Kings for a couple of years away from an actual radio station, but working at putting a radio network together for a CBA basketball team. And then lo and behold, came to Chelan in 1993.
I remember that.
I remember that too. The spring of 93, and I remember walking in actually a couple of years before that, when whatever year you guys had a big anniversary thing here, we were vacationing at Lake Chelan, and you had an open house. I think the building was fairly new at that point. And I see this whole radio staff of people running around in shorts and nice kind of like polo shirts and whatnot. And I remember telling Lonnie, man, I would love to work in a radio environment like that where you can wear shorts and be at a beautiful setting like Lake Chelan. And it wasn't too many years later that here I came, and absolutely loved it. Left for a while, went back over to the west side in the Bellingham area, continued to do sales and sports broadcasting over there. And then, as you know, Steve, Lonnie and I came back to Chelan here a little over a year ago. We're glad we had kept our home here because we were able to slide right back into that. And then decided here a month or two ago that we were going to launch this new online project called LakeChelanNow.com, and didn't have to twist your arm very hard to say, hey, let's have some fun, and as part of this whole thing, let's do a weekly radio show to begin with. And so that said, here we are.
It'll turn into more than a weekly radio show, I'm sure.
I think so as well. But and the name, by the way, if anybody's wondering, Making Waves, is not meant to be controversial. Now, with Steve here, that could happen. we will see. But we thought playing into Lake Chelan and water and all those things, that Making Waves was a good name.
I love to make waves.
That's what I heard.
Skinny dipping.
There you go.
Yeah, wait.
So that's a little bit about these two guys here. Quite honestly, we were looking forward to maybe having Jerry Eisenhart be on this inaugural program, but he has come down with a case of the flu, and he was kind enough not to want to pass that along to you and I. So we'll have Jerry on a later program, and I'm sure we'll be visiting with some of the other voices from the past. Ray Dobbs, I know, who's an elected city council member, very active in a number of organizations in the community as well. We'll be looking forward to chatting with Ray and others. But I think we're going to have fun with this. You know, it's not always going to be you and I just sitting here chatting. We're going to have guests. And we really, Steve, want to encourage the community to kind of let us know, because the whole idea of Lake Chelan Now is community inspired. And we would like to have a little direction from the folks out there what they'd like to hear in terms of program content. So if there's a personage in town you'd like to hear us talk to and interview, let us know. If there's a particular topic you might have an interest, you can let us know. And you can, all you have to do is very simple, email to info@lakechelannow.com, info@lakechelannow.com. And in the subject line, you can just put Making Waves or put Steve or Dennis or whatever. We'll know. We'll look at that and hopefully be able to satisfy your curiosity.
That's what we're here for.
That is what we're here for. And right now what we're here for is to take a brief pause. And when we come back, we're going to launch into our official first segment of Making Waves. And Steve, because it's spring, we're getting longer days. You're going to promise me better weather ahead, right?
Not in the near term.
I know. It's a little gray and drizzly and going to have that for a few days. But despite that, we know there's going to be an increase in activity on our lake, a much sought-after lake, not only for the locals here, but for visitors that come. And we're going to talk about some of the things coming up here in the very near future that are water-oriented. That in just a moment as we continue with Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Welcome you back here on Making Waves. Dennis Wom alongside Steve Bykwist. And Steve, we were mentioning the fact that spring, longer days, and of course we all look forward, I think, to the warmer, balmier days and hopefully some calm days in there. But many of us that live here in the valley and those that come and visit Lake Chelan love to get out and about on the waters of this beautiful 55-mile-long lake. And there are activities coming up very, very soon. One of those I'm kind of really excited to talk to you about, but we're going to start first with some of the things that happen now, and that has to do with fishing. Of course, it's kokanee season here on Lake Chelan, and from some of the folks I've talked to, they've been catching kokanee really since about January. I don't know, what are you hearing?
Nothing but positives. Certainly, kokanee fishing has changed over the years in that we used to be able to fish in 20 to 30 feet of water and simply trolling with pop gear and worms or whatever. And now it's a downrigger deal down the kokanee for some reason, cokes as the locals call them, down in water depth a bit more. So downriggers seem to be the way to go, and I don't have much time with downriggers and fishing. Looking forward to doing that this year.
I'm with you on that. I used to use downriggers fishing for salmon in Puget Sound.
There you go.
Haven't done so on the lake here. But there'll be a time, as I think the water level comes up and it gets a little bit warmer, that you can still get kokanee when you're in that area around Lakeside Park and whatnot. We're not there yet, but I know they've been getting some nice fish out in the Manson area and out a little bit further that have been coming in. And speaking of getting on the water, Steve, in the spring, that's always a bit of an issue to begin with because the lake level is down, and right now we're sitting at about our lowest point, more than likely. We have an added twist this year because the Chelan County PUD has embarked on a program of re-asphalting the old Mill Bay launch parking area there. And so that's been closed down since April 2nd. And they have planned in there about a 7-week closure to get the entire project done. It may not take that long. Mother Nature will play a hand in that. But what are you hearing out and about in terms of people that normally would use that facility to get on the lake now?
Some people are using Manson Bay, and it's a tough launch ramp. It's only single wide. It's got curbs on both sides. It's hard to back down. You're not alongside of a dock once you get there, so you have to negotiate quite. You either have to get wet, real wet, or do a bit of a jog back up the boat ramp, down a dock, down another ramp to the dock. It's a several people per person deal to try to launch a single boat there, and it'll get worse as the lake comes up there. So a lot of folks are anxious to get that old mill project out of the way and get back to the 4-wide launch ramp with well over 100 spots to park vehicles. Manson's also a parking problem, and they certainly don't want trailers and rigs in the downtown area. And so you've got limited parking there. So that'll put pressure on the City of Chelan's facility, the PUD's facility in the river down towards the dam, to some extent on the other side of the lake, First Creek State Park. And certainly 25 Mile Creek State Park is not usable and won't be until the lake comes up. And it should start coming up fairly soon. It's actually up about 6 inches from lake level low this year, which was on March 15th at 1085.70. As we speak, we're at 1086.25, and it'll come up just a bit. They're not really generating, so you don't have much outflow right now. On and off, they're generating. It's a function of Mother Nature. As temperatures warm, we get a little more rain. Inflow into the lake, Stehekin River, for instance, right now is only running about 1,000 CFS, cubic feet per second, 7,000 gallons roughly per second. But that's a drop in the bucket from what it takes to refill the lake. By May 1st, the target elevation for the lake on May 1st is 1087.60, which is only about foot and a quarter from where we are right now. Between May 1st and June 1st, that's the big refill month. It's anticipated that be lake level 1094 on June 1st, which is up 7.75 feet from where we are right now. And then lake level 1098 by July 1st, which is 11.75 feet from where we are right now. So there's a lot of water. A lot of water in the hills now with about 112% to 125% of normal. So there's a lot of snowpack up there waiting for the warmer temperatures. Function of Mother Nature. When it warms up, we'll see the lake come up rather dramatically. You know, in the past, it's come up well over a foot a day in some instances. So that will happen on a timely basis. It's just up to Mother Nature at this point. The utility has about 7 primary objectives in operating the lake and lake level. Most of them have to do with fish, protecting the fish resources on the lake, reducing erosion, year-round flow down the Chelan River, and which was not in past licenses but is in the current license, and then recreation. So while all of us would like to be able to launch our boats and have the lake up often, it won't be up until usually 1098 or above by July 1st, and it stays 1098 or above through September 7th according to the license.
Do you have any idea, Steve, what the level is typically when you can fairly easily, and when people will be able to use, for example, the city marina, when there'll be enough water, what level point is that you can start floating boats in there?
My secret on using some of the uplake facilities is around 1090. 1090, you can get into Purple Point at Stehekin, for instance. Some of those places, 1090-ish is what I generally consider it's not as arduous.
Yes. Well, I know, like, for example, last year, it was right around Memorial Day that you started seeing boats here in the city marina actually being moored at the marina facility.
Yeah, so you're looking at a lake level about 1094, the ground June 1st.
Even though now, Steve, with the old Mill Bay ramp closure, it's made it a little more arduous to get on the lake, but the people that are determined, they can still get there.
Oh, you bet. And we've got some events coming up that will have folks on the lake for primarily fishing, a couple derbies around the corner. Have a hydroplane event that will be coming up as well. Just makes it a little more, as we say, arduous, difficult to do it, but folks will.
All right, you mentioned fishing derbies. Let's talk about this one. The first one, April 21st and 22nd. It's the annual Something Catchy Kokanee Derby right here on Lake Chelan, and this is sponsored by Bob File Boat out of East Wenatchee and Paulina Peak Tackle. It's going to be headquartered this year, Steve, out of the brand new Sunset Marina.
What a tremendous asset.
Yeah, really. And a nice place, because from what I understand, some of the people that are going to be participating in this, Steve, have had the ability to make reservations to actually keep their boats at the marina through the Derby weekend. And we're not talking a peanuts Derby here, because the top Kokanee, I think it's like $50 to enter the Derby, and kids may be free, because this whole idea of this group, Something Catchy, they're based out of Kashmir, by the way, they want to encourage youth fishing. But the adults, they're going to pay to play in this one. It's like $50 to enter. But if you have the top fish, Steve, and bear in mind, last year the winning fish was 1.08 pounds. And the winning person got $750 for that top fish. And that'll be the same prize offered this year, $750 for first, $500 for second, $250 for third. And then they also have, they repeat those same prize awards for your boat catch, where they do accumulated weight of however many people on average are fishing out of your boat, and you can win similar amounts of money on that. So it's quite the Derby.
I'm going to go put downriggers on my boat. I've got them in the shop. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Well, and it's odd when you say 1.09 pounds, the winning fish, but, you know, that's a good hefty kokanee. We're not talking about a salmon or a lake trout or a big rainbow, something like that. Typically, these are smaller fish. The catch limits are larger on them, but still over a pound on a kokanee, that's a darn nice fish.
You bet.
So that is coming up April 21st and 22nd. You can put that on your calendar. I think they are still taking some registrations for that. So we've talked about the Kokanee Derby on the lake, but also we have the opening of fishing season for the lakes that aren't season-round fisheries.
Primarily Wapato here.
Yep. And that's coming up on April 28th. And with that, Steve, it's going to be the fourth annual Manson Fishing Derby on April 28th. And they have a top prize of $500 for that. And so if you want information on that derby, you can check it out on the Manson Chamber of Commerce website. And there's also some information on there posted up on our calendar of events right here at lakechelannow.com. So you can check out the Manson Fishing Derby as well. All right, we're going to come back, and in just a moment, we're going to talk about an event I'm really excited about for the spring season, and it is on the waters here of Lake Chelan, Stephen. It has to do with Go Fast Boats. So stand by. We're going to talk hydroplane racing in the spring season in just a moment, right here on Making Waves. And we're back here on Making Waves. Dennis Rom, Steve Bykwist. This time we get to talk hydroplane racing.
Making waves going fast.
Yeah, real fast. And we don't have to wait until fall this time, Steve, because we're going to have hydroplane racing in the spring. It's part of the they're calling it the first annual, which means it's the first year and they hope to repeat it, right? It's the Apple Blossom Regatta here at Lake Chelan, and it's a part of the Northwest Pro Light Series. That's a $10,000 shootout series where the ultimate winner, the first place, will get $6,000 of that $10,000 prize. Not bad. That'll buy you some gas over the season,
I would think.
So the whole series is going to kick off. They have 10 stops on the circuit. It begins in Yelm at Lawrence Lake. That'll be the first stop, April 28th and 29th. And then Chelan is the second stop. And just in case you wonder where some of the others lie, Pateras, they will have their race on August 18th and 19th. And in Manson on September 29th and 30th. So it's a whole new group kind of having to form rather quickly, Steve, because this just broke recently. They're going to have this race. And I happened to run into both Mitch and Mark Evans. They're going to be involved, which is always good when you want to have hydroplane races. And the other old Wiley veteran of the hydroplane circuit, John Walker, he's working on the committee as well. So these guys know what they're doing. I'm sure they're going to get this put together well. Should be a fun event, as it is coming up again early in May, May 5th and 6th.
Where?
At Lake Chelan off Don Morse Park. And they're going to have this time, because there's a lot of activities going on apparently that weekend along the beach by Campbell's. They won't have full access to that for the boats, so they'll be up in the parking lot, the boats will be, and as I understand it, Steve, they're going to call, I think they call it a merry-go-round launch system. They're going to have the crane right down at the launch ramp. They'll back the boats down, and they'll just be swinging that crane around, boom, 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 launching the boats, getting them onto the water.
All of these boats are the size that require cranes, apparently.
Well, at least some of them are, yes. And the boats that we're talking about, by the way, in this series, they run a 350 small block, and I guess they can get speeds touching on 120 and up. So we've seen in the past when you have racing here on the lake, those types of speeds from the boats tend to bring out the most competitive racing and a lot of that side-by-side, deck-by-deck racing that people really like to see. So I think it's going to be a good event. But Steve, you and I were talking, the thing you got to worry about when you talk boat racing in Chelan in May, duh.
Any kind of boating on Lake Chelan in May, of course, would be wind, would be the factor. It certainly has been even in September.
Yes.
Years past. So, yeah, the lake level will be down a bit, making it a challenge to do the merry-go-round with the crane thing. Logistics are, you know, getting boats out of the parking lot, down to the crane, into the water, back, you know, and reversing mm-hmm. when the event's over or that heat. Yeah. It's going to be fun. This will be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, it will be. And again, the good thing is they have very experienced personnel that are helping out with the race here in Chelan with the Evans brothers and John Walker and others. So look for that one coming up in early May, the 5th and the 6th here on the waters of Lake Chelan. As I understand it, Steve, they're going to have other boats that will be here as well, not just those, but some of the other smaller boats that will be running. So it could be in total numbers I'm hearing maybe 30 or 40 boats that are on the water doing their racing thing. And, you know, those smaller boats are fun because I hearken back to you and I back in the day when we raced in the very first ever
Cracker Boxes
celebrity boat race show that we had here. Mm-hmm. And yourself and I and former police chief at that time, Ed Bush. I'm trying to think of some of the others. I think Gary Myers, who still lives in town here and worked with us, was involved in that. Gosh, there were a lot of people. Was Jim Russell in that?
I can't remember.
Anyway, not to brag, but guess who won?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't going to say a thing.
Yeah, that was fun. And, of course, I had the great coaching of Mark Evans is what did it, because Mark said on his final instructions, Dennis, pedal to the metal and turn left.
Right.
That's it.
Go fast, turn left.
That was all the coaching.
It's hydroplane racing at its best. Go fast, turn left.
I was lucky to be declared the winner because I have to confess, I didn't keep track of laps, and I did an extra lap, which could have been cause for disqualification, but they just considered it my victory lap. So it was okay to do that. But that was a lot of fun and gave me a real appreciation of what these real drivers do out there, because it's kind of chaotic, especially when you've got a course full of people that don't know what they're doing at one time.
That was the problem. that was the problem. We had a course full of people that didn't know when it was time to turn left, and they were turning left way ahead of time or way after, and I frankly got lost in the fray because I couldn't find a buoy because there were boats turning left in front of me early.
Yeah, I remember that. You got sprayed down pretty good, didn't you?
Yeah, we did get wet.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. Another day, another life. But the hydroplane racing coming here to Lake Chelan on May 5th, Saturday, May 6th on Sunday. Put it on your calendar because I think you're going to have a lot of fun with that. All right. Well, Steve, I think we've done maybe as much damage as we can do here.
Making waves,
yes. And version number one. It's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to actually digging into some, you know, specific content areas as we move forward on the show and having some guests that will be a part of this with us. And again, I want to put a call out. If anybody's got an idea or someone they'd like to hear interviewed on this program, please let us know. Simple enough, just to email to info@lakechelannow.com. Put Making Waves in the header line, or Steve or Dennis or whatever you want to do, or those old radio guys. I don't care. Whatever works for you, but give us some feedback. Let us know, and we'd be happy to incorporate some of your ideas into shows moving forward on this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be, and we, again, would appreciate your input as to what it is you would like to hear, or persons or personalities that you would like to have interviewed. Have discussion topics, those kinds of things. We'd be tickled to do it.
And, you know, if you want Steve to sing or do something like that, let us know, and we'll see what can happen there. Mr. Bykus, thanks for your time. It's good to have you back in the saddle.
It's good to be here.
All right. I've enjoyed it. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back.
Making waves.
Yes, making more waves next week right here on LakeChelanNow.com. So long.